Today's music reminds us of Jesus as our shepherd, beginning with the chime hymn, "My Shepherd is the Living God." Following is the prelude, a piano setting of "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." Today's sung hymns are "O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing" and "God is My Shepherd." The anthem is an organ flute duet of "Savior, Like a Shepherd Lead Us," featuring Grace Bruin. The piece begins with the flute hinting at the familiar melody, with the organ eventually stating it in its entirety. The postlude is a setting of today's opening hymn, "O For a Thousand Tongues to Sing." The arrangement begins with a duet in the pedals, concluding with multiple festive statements of the familiar tune.
Thank you. As we prepare to enter into worship now, let me remind you that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Let me also invite you to join with me in taking a deep breath as we shift our gears. Breathe in God's wonderful, comforting, strengthening presence. Hold on to it. And as you breathe out, let go of anything that may be weighing you down or distracting you at this moment in time. It will be there for you when we're done, but for now, may we allow God to hold sway over our being as we prepare to enter into worship and focus on our theme for today, which is enfolded by love. For me, the word enfolded conjures up the image of a small child in the arms of a loving parent, grandparent, or family member. A little one snuggled safely against a warm body without a care or worry in the world. With this image in mind, it's not at all surprising to me that in John's first letter, found toward the end of the New Testament in our Bible, John addresses his readers as little children when describing the love God has for them and the love they and we are challenged to exhibit toward each other. To be enfolded by love is to be surrounded by love, enveloped, protected, wrapped in love. The thought of being enveloped or surrounded on every side by God's love is for me a source of tremendous comfort. On the one hand, it feels like a wonderfully warm blanket. On the other hand, it feels like a bulletproof vest. The words of the psalmist come to mind from Psalm 91. You who live in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. The Lord will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. You will not fear the terror of the night or the arrow that flies by day. God's enfolding, all-encompassing love was powerfully demonstrated when Jesus gave his life for us, dying on the cross and being raised to life again. May this divine love that enfolds us also empower us as we continue to live in the light and hope of Easter, and even now as we worship, in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
To sing.
as we confess our sins, I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of confession for today. Its words may be found on our Facebook page and on our website. If you don't have them handy, please join us in a spirit of prayer. Let us pray. Loving God, like a hen gathering her chicks under wing, so too you have sought to gather us and enfold us in the shelter of your loving arms. You have sought to draw us near, both to protect us and to challenge us, yet we have resisted. We have insisted on having our space while choosing to go it alone when it would have been far wiser to acknowledge our need of you. Forgive us, gracious God, and continue to reach our direction until we recognize that our strength comes from you, and courage for the living of this day and each day can only be found when we allow you to enfold us in your love, a love that knows no end. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The love of Jesus is a love that enfolds us in forgiveness as well. God's promise is sure. When we confess our sins, God is faithful. God is just. God forgives us and cleanses us from all that is not right. We know those words. We are familiar with the promise. May we embrace it. May we live it. May we share it freely. Amen.
Our first scripture reading for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. And our next reading is from the book of 1 John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 24. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. How does God's love abide in anyone who has the world's goods and sees a brother or sister in need and yet refuses to help? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth and will reassure our hearts before him whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who obey his commandments abide in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us.